Well, after what could reasonably be described as an uncertain start, the Australian share market built on its early modest improvements and finished with a gain of around 20 points, or a little over a third of 1%. There was a lot of discussion today about the Brexit vote, that the immediate impact was limited, if at all, where regional markets were concerned. The next step in this process now is the May administration having to deal with a confidence vote in the parliament, and it's widely expected that she will survive that. If she doesn't, Ms. May could potentially resign, or there will be 2 weeks in which the UK parliament will have to form a government. The other potential outcome is another referendum which will be put to the UK public in relation to Brexit, but the confidence vote is the next step in this process. But when you look at the performance of the Australian share market today, it was the banks that did the heavy lifting, the only exception being the CBA, which finished down by around 0.4%. Westpac was up by close to 1%. Technology stocks were the most improved, and that tended to follow in the footsteps of what we saw on Wall Street a day earlier, where tech stocks were the most improved. WiseTech Global was up by more than 3%. Afterpay Touch was up by more than 2%. Xero, the cloud accounting group, was up by around 1%. Mining stocks were the underperformers. South 32 shares were down by around 2%. Gold stocks in particular were singled out by sellers. So St Barbara Limited was down by around close to 3%. There wasn't that much economic news to look at today, but what was interesting was the release of the monthly measure of consumer sentiment, which was reported by Melbourne Institute and Westpac. So this measure was down quite substantially, actually. It was down to its lowest level since September 2017. And the main influences were the political uncertainty, the trade war, the volatility in the share market, but also the impact of declining house prices. So this will be one to watch, because there seems to be a disconnect between the weekly and monthly numbers at the moment. But what did stand out between these two surveys was the consistency in the pessimism for the outlook for the economy for the next 12 months and the next 5 years. So this was a factor that weighed on the Aussie dollar, which is trading back to 72 US cents.